The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Just two quick thoughts. The first is we saw the great qualities of David yesterday, and a fourth quality we can add to the list of David is writ large in today's first reading. And that is, of course, the complexity that David feels and the absence of vengeance toward Absalom. I mean, this is remarkable. I mean, even though Absalom is his son, nevertheless, and not only is he's an ungrateful son, and he has got, you know, power hunger to the max, so much so that he's going to commit patricide, and he's going to take his father's throne. And, you know, you look at the kid, and, you know, if you're trying to count up the number of virtues, you might be having a difficult time. Yet, when David finds out that his own son, who's been trying to pursue him and kill him to get the throne, is dead, he weeps. He does not feel a sense of relief. He doesn't, you know, certainly feel any sense of that rotten kid, you know, at last he's out of my hair. He has this deep, deep sense of grief at the loss of this boy who, you know, was so close to him and yet at the same time had so completely betrayed him. And of course, in the betrayal process, winds up being killed himself. And there's a heart there of mercy, a heart of a father's love, but also the heart of deep forgiving love of that boy. Because there's nothing worse, you know, than betrayal to the point of patricide, to killing your own father, you know. Yet at the very same time, you know, David feels that. God has taken, again, providential care of David. And who could have predicted that this would have happened? And the story continues to go on. Because every time that David shows mercy, God continues to reward him and continues, as it were, to open the gates of providence to David the king. We also see in today's gospel reading, I just think this remarkable raising of the dead of Jairus' daughter, such an easily historically confirmable story. I mean, historians love this, right? Because first of all, you've got the name of a high synagogue official, Jairus. That means it can be checked out within the living memory of Jesus whether this really happened. A high synagogue official named Jairus in northern Galilee, easy to find, easy to identify, easy to check out. In addition to that, you've got this criterion of embarrassment that's there, you know, that the people are laughing Jesus to scorn when he comes in and says, the little girl's sleeping, I'll just go in there and help. And of course, everybody, you know, laughs him to scorn. And yet Jesus goes in perfect humility, right? He doesn't say anything like, you guys will see, right? He nothing in him that you know, just he just goes in and sends everybody out and cures that little girl. You even have a Semitism there that's perfectly obvious, Talitha Kaum, you know, which is obviously an Aramaic word and an Aramaic expression in dialect, which probably goes back to the very Palestinian origins of Jesus, right? This is not a common expression at the time when the Gospels are written. So we can almost see the actual words that were used at the time, you know, that the narrative was formed into a tradition. It's a great sort of a miracle, because it is easy to confirm as something that's very likely to have happened as it is told in history without any redaction whatsoever. And what kind of a miracle is it? It's the miracle of giving life, of raising this girl to new life. And of course, only God has the power over life and death. Only God has the power to raise the dead. And Jesus says, just as he does for the son of the widow of Nain, little girl, I say to you, ego lego, I say to you, arise, which means to anyone who's anyone in the audience, like the synagogue leader, Jairus, Jesus has the power of God within himself. He doesn't have to call upon God. He calls forth the power of God from within himself. The Son of God, who is unconditional love, who is unconditional mercy, and unconditional healing. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.